Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Filley. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Samford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Duke Moss. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Durham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyd. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Filley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyd for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burrows fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda misplays the ball. That's an error on Miranda. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Samford hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby bunts towards third. Burrows fields it and throws to first for the out. Pilarczyk moves to second. One out. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pilarczyk. The throw from House and he is out, Burrows applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Brown covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Triandos moves to second. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops it up and throws to first, with Moss covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Pilarczyk moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Willy Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Samford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia pinch hits for Duke Moss. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner is hit by the pitch. Brown moves to second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Gardner moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gardner scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Orioles. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pilarczyk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Philly reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durham bunts towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to second. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Lou Sleater now pitching. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Busby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Orioles. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-3 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.